Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope that you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today, we are in Chapter 2, Section 10, Ego, the Current State of Humanity, Feeling the Inner Body. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Feeling the inner body. Although body identification is one of the most basic forms of ego, the good news is that it is also one that you can most easily go beyond. This is not done by trying to convince yourself that you are not your body, but by shifting your attention from the external form of your body and from thoughts about your body, beautiful, ugly, strong, weak, too fat, too thin, etc., to the feeling of aliveness inside your body. No matter what your body's appearance is on the outer level, beyond the outer form, it is an intensely alive energy field.
If you are not familiar with inner body awareness, close your eyes for a moment and find out if there is life inside of your hands. Don't ask your mind. It will say, "I can't feel anything." Probably it'll also say, "Give me something more interesting to think about." So instead of asking your mind, go to the hands directly. By this, I mean become aware of the subtle feeling of aliveness inside them. It is there. You just have to go there with your attention to notice it. You may get a slight tingling sensation at first, then a feeling of energy or aliveness. If you hold your attention in your hands for a while, the sense of aliveness will intensify. Some people won't even have to close their eyes. They'll be able to feel their inner hands at the same time as they read this. Then go to your feet. Keep your attention there for a minute or so and begin to feel your hands and feet at the same time. Then incorporate other parts of the body, legs, arms, abdomen, chest, and so on into that feeling until you are aware of the inner body as a global sense of aliveness.
So this is a good time to actually do this exercise, as long as you are not driving or operating a mechanical item. Take a deep breath. Go inside. Begin sensing your inner body. Tune into your heart. Feel the energy in the heart center of your body. Feel the aliveness there. Take a deep breath and go deeper. Go into your mid-brain center. Feel the energy. Check out your third eye, which is the center of your forehead. Take your index finger and touch the center of your forehead. And notice that you can not only feel it, the touch on the outside, but you can also feel the touch on the inside. Notice that you can sense your hands and your feet and the energy in your hands and your feet. Then let that energy come into the core of your body. So feel the energy moving from your hands and your feet, the energy moving up your legs, up your arms, and into your shoulders, into your solar plexus. Sense the aliveness in your body. And in a moment, you may want to open your eyes and see how different you feel right now after tuning into your inner body. You may feel a connection to all that is. When you open your eyes, you may see things differently. The aliveness that you feel will be emanating from the inner body to the outer body to the area surrounding your physical body. And you can expand this beautiful energy even farther out to fill the whole room that you are in. And you may have heard Eckhart mention that some people will experience a healing just by being in his presence. He's bringing this energy, which is an infinite supply of energy. When you tap in, you begin to recognize that its infinite supply is right there. You have access to it. And when you bring it and expand it and bring it to fill your entire physical body and then bring it to fill the room and the space surrounding you, that's when somebody can walk in the room with you and experience healing right away. All right, continuing on with the book. What I call the inner body isn't really the body anymore, but life energy, the bridge between form and formlessness. Make it a habit to feel the inner body as often as you can. After a while, you won't need to close your eyes anymore to feel it. For example, see if you can feel the inner body whenever you listen to someone. It almost seems like a paradox. When you are in touch with the inner body, you are not identified with your body anymore, nor are you identified with your mind. That is to say, you are no longer identified with form, but moving away from form identification toward formlessness, which we may also call being. It is your essence identity. Body awareness not only anchors you in the present moment, it is a doorway out of the prison that is the ego. It also strengthens the immune system and the body's ability to heal itself.
The inner body is one of my favorite ways to practice presence. And I remember I used to always, you know, have to close my eyes. And I used to always have to use this rubber band that I have around my wrist. And I do, like, while I'm washing the dishes, I start with my feet and I start to feel like the tingling sensation just by being aware that I have a foot there and that there is feeling in my foot. There's aliveness. And then I just start to bring the energy up through my legs. And then go up my body, through my chest, to my arms, my hands. So yeah, I love that. He's talking about that in this book.
Right. I love it too. I love the feeling that I get from tapping into that inner body, or the beingness is another way he says it. But it is such a beautiful experience when you tap into the inner body and the infinite supply of aliveness that is within. It feels so good, refreshing. I feel lighter. I feel connected to all that is. The worries of the day seem to fall away. What worries? So it's a brilliant way to get out of your head, like he said. You're out of the prison that's the ego, and get in touch with the infinite supply of aliveness that's within you, that all you need to do is change your focus. It's really that simple. Well, that's the end of this session. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've had the opportunity to take a deep breath and visit your inner world. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.